standing that you know of?
Not that I know of.
I just wondered, you know, that sometimes when they have those planters, they do that.
We worked on with Get Urban Renewal here, and the fellows that followed us canceled it that quick. And we had enough improvements we'd made to pay for our part, the city's part of Urban Renewal, and they canceled it all that quick. Sent a telegram to wasn't interested in it, canceled every bit of it, right at $200,000.
Did you run for a second term?
Yeah. They went on and defeated us.
Is that right? After all that you've done?
After all of that, and the people were real, and then the ones that put in, a fellow was told because he had been city manager, not for us, but back county, and he went out and worked for two other fellows, and one of them, the mayor, he just drunk. And the other one was abuser, cusser, and raising sand. They asked them to serve 2 years at a time. That's the kind of men they went
really?
To get. Yeah, they right? asked them. They didn't ask us. We got
right?
a lot of praise for what we done. I ain't a bit.
Well, that's
I'm glad I'm out of all of it.
That's the important thing. Though.
And I was chairman of draft for 25 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you've been pretty busy.
I was all them at one time.
Gee, well.
I served the draft board and Ray County and Purchase Finance Commission and Mayor. I was all three of them at once.
Gee,
yeah, I've been around.
I guess you have. I guess you have. Better get back to these things here. What do you call the parts of a tree underground?
Roots.
Yeah, what kinds of trees grow around here?
Well, what do you mean, fruit or wild?
Well, both.
Well, of course, we have apples and peaches and not many pears. Not too many fruit orchards now, mostly apples. And they're on the mountain region.
What about the shade trees?
Oh, we have maples, elms. Well, down there all are dying. Mm-hmm. They're just killing every one of them. Dying.
You have that elm disease,
yeah.
Dutch elm disease?
Kills every one of them. Like killed chestnuts out a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Yeah.
They're killing all the elms now. They're all dying. You see them right here now. Why? They're dying.
Mm-hmm. You have any sycamore trees?
Yes. Yes, sir. We have sycamore, oak.
What kind of oak?
White oak, red oak, chestnut oak, post oak.
And that tree that we talked about before, the fruit, the small red, has a small red fruit.
Cherry?
Yeah.
Not many, no. Just a yard growth, all it is now.
How about some bushes that give you, you might get bushes or vines that you get a rash from?
Got poison oak. That's the worst one.
Yeah. Do you have poison ivy too, or just?
Yeah, poison ivy. That don't bother much. That goes out on creeks.
Mm-hmm. But do you have a sumac or shumac or shumac?
Yeah, they shumac. Yeah, but they no harm to them.
What?
They just grow up so high, no good or nothing else. Shumac.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No good for anything.
They turn red.
Your leaves out in the fall. Yeah. Yeah, they'll turn red.
Now,
but they're worthless. No good for nothing.
You mentioned some berries. You said before that you raised a lot of strawberries.
Yeah.
What other kinds of berries are there?
Oh, well, they don't raise them much now. The labor knocked them out when the government set the price on labor and got the berry business here. You can't pay the price to get them picked. They require you to pay them so much an hour and you couldn't do it.
What kinds of berries are there other than strawberries, though, whether you raise them or not?
Raspberries, huckleberries.
And if you're out picking berries with some children out in the woods, you might tell them to be careful, you say, because some of these berries are...
There's huckleberries out in the woods.
Berries that you can't eat, though, that you wouldn't eat, you say, don't eat those berries there.
I don't know what they'd be.
Well, would you say, if you're talking about something that was make you sick or kill you, you'd say those berries are